Well, Daniel, I finished 2-2 today. Did you feel you deserved more, or was that about right?
First of all, we wanted to win this first home game and want to start into this campaign with a back-to-back win without any doubt. But I also have to say, if you're two times back against such a decent side and also a side you didn't have the problem to bring many new faces in, it's a pretty settled championship side and definitely also a side who will compete and fight for the, at least for the playoff ranks. And you're that long back in the game, then to equalize that late, also after the story of the game, it feels like a definitely a valuable point. And I think when you have to say, okay, we take the point and we can live with it. Although I still got the feeling that we deserve more out of this game. Yeah? Because when you judge the key scenes of this game, I think the penalty decision was never a penalty decision. It's for me incredible to concede such a penalty 10 seconds before. Onel Hernandez was fouled with both hands on his shirt. And the foul was not given. And then to give in such a situation, a penalty situation, my smallest player on the pitch against the centre back was not even a touch. So actually you would have to give then 45 penalties per game anyhow. So it's incredible. And when you have this in mind, you have in mind that we missed Emi Buendia because of a message today, or that he can't play because of his injury this morning before the game. Then we had to substitute pretty early in the game. Kieran Dowell lacked then, of course, a bit creativity, but then also missed many chances. When I think about the scene with Przemek Plaszeta out of 6 yards, empty goal. The last scene was Timo Pukki, Declan Rudman was a really decent save. I have to say, I got the feeling we deserved a bit, even all the 3 points. But like I mentioned before, Preston was also there. It was a decent performance. And they fought also a lot today. And for that, I think it's also a point where we can live with.
You had 1,000 fans in there with you, Daniel. How good was it to have some supporters back in there?
Great. And I have to say, it was noisier than expected. So the 1,000 had a great influence and was full of compliments to them. So it's a great first step. And it seems like everything was quite disciplined and worked quite well so far. At least that's what I've heard, our the first feedback and many compliments. And I think they also played a part today, because it was, of course, difficult for the team after the injury, after suffering this penalty decision, after missing chances like Plaschetta's chance, and then to keep going, to have this belief and to keep going to the end, and then to be there with late equalizer and still to keep going. We tried everything in the end, brought another striker in and risked everything, and rewarded us nearly pretty close to the final whistle with the chance of Timo Pukki. I think they played also a big part in terms of keep going. And many compliments also for them. It was definitely also a point for them.
And just finally, Daniel, the eyes of the footballing world were on you today, of course, for footballing reasons, but because of the pilot event that was taking place, did you feel it went well? And was there pressure for the club to deliver a good pilot?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, because we wanted to be there and make sure that our processes, our protocols are right. And I have to say, big compliments, at least to all what I've heard so far. So everything what I have recognized in the stadium was unbelievably disciplined. Also, the circumstances around the stadium was well organized, and everything seems to be in a right place. And exactly in this pretty prepared and disciplined way, we have to keep going. And it's also, I think we can also be a bit proud that Norwich City was one of the first clubs on a top level that was allowed to have this game, and that we delivered, at least with all that I heard, with such a disciplined behavior is quite good, and definitely good news for us, definitely good news for our reputation, definitely good news for football in general. And hopefully we can add right now, step by step, all the other supporters that had to support us at home, and hopefully we have a full care road pretty soon.
Right, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Okay, Paddy Davitt, please.
Daniel,
yeah.
Kieran Dowell, what's the early sign on that? We've seen him leave the pitch with a protective boot. Is that just a precaution?
Yes, so it was pretty painful, and we are a bit worried. We have to wait what the scan says, so can't tell you anything new. It was just an unbelievable hard knock, so it's also a straight leg in the situation. We don't have to speak right now about a foul or whatever. My worry is with Kieran. Hopefully he's not out for longer, but at the moment we have to be worried a little bit because we have to wait what the scan says. It's a bit too early to judge it. All I can say, it's pretty swollen, and it was pretty painful for him. And our fingers are crossed that it's not too bad and just a hit and just a bruise. But we have to wait a little bit what the outcome is.
Just to clarify, Daniel, are we talking, is that knee, left knee?
No, it's a bit more on his feet and ankle, so in this area, because it was a pretty hard and tough hit. So for that, we have to check what happens with the foot, what happens with the ankle, all this, and then we have to see what the outcome is.
Just to clarify, Buendia today, was that related to, you said he got a bang on his shin at the end of yesterday's session?
Yes, exactly. So yesterday afternoon, we decided, okay, it's possible that he is in the squad, and he was already more like named in our game day squad. But then this morning, or over the night, the bruise came really out. It was painful. We tried everything in the morning to make him at least ready for the bench, but there was no chance. He couldn't jump and sprint. We had last final test this morning at Colony at the training ground, but there was no chance. And it was also a bit difficult for us, yeah, because Emmy out in the morning, then Kieran Dowell pretty soon in the game. We lacked a bit of creativity today. We have to say we had to force our way into this game, and we had to force a result instead of deserve this result with fluent football. For that, I have to praise the attitude of my lads. So many setbacks also today, and difficult things to handle. And for that, many compliments for the character today. We can and will hopefully then play also better football in terms of possession, also fluent football. But in general, I have to praise the attitude today.
One huge positive as well. You asked about him on Friday, but first goal of the season with Timu. That just underlines what you said all along, that, you know, at this level, he still can be a big, big player for you.
Yes, definitely. And again, I was happy with his workload, and it seems like to have his instinct back. Also, the last scene, he was there on the first ball, was really good finish, and then more than decent save of Declan Rudd. And I think Timo is one of the outstanding players so far in the first two game days in the whole league. So he was crucial for the win at Huddersfield. Was crucial also today to get at least 1 point. And I'm pretty happy that we have him. And also, we're still playing with an unbelievable young side, and we need also his leadership and his experience in the dressing room, but also when we have such a few difficult periods today on the pitch, and also like that he shows his chest and he kept going, and many, many compliments for Timo.
From what you said at the outset, you obviously feel you can play better as a side, but are you taking a lot of positives that that's two games now in the Championship, you've found a way to get a result, and you'll need that throughout the season?
Yes, definitely. Two games on this level, two unbeaten is good. 4 points. Yes, I would have preferred 6 points, but in general, 4 points is definitely not a bad average. And for me, it's also important. It's pretty long ago since we were able to win points out of a losing position and to turn a game. It was one of our strengths in our last Championship campaign to be there with many late goals. So from minute 80 on, and today we delivered again in the 85th minute, and even after that, so the hunger was still there. We brought another striker in with Jordan Hugen, who wanted to turn this game completely, and the lads nearly rewarded themselves with this chance with Timo. I like the spirit and I like this attitude that we kept going to the last second, and it's definitely good to win also valuable point out of a losing position. And for that, many compliments for this attitude.
Final one, away from the game, I've got to ask you, what did you make, were you made of it, the whole Max Aaron's Barcelona story that came out this morning? What's your reaction to that?
Yes, first of all, this is also one of these topics that is not easy to handle for such a young lad. Yeah, when 3 hours before kickoff, such a message comes out, you can imagine what happened on his phone anyhow, even before the game, with messages or whatever. It's not easy for such a young lad to handle all this, but this is also what I mentioned. So the first 4 or 5 games will be tricky, yeah, because we have to live with the speculation. Still, the transfer window will be closed, and it's tricky for the lads. I have to make many, many compliments to Max that he stayed that focused today and was focused on the game, and also was there with a solid performance. It's not that easy to handle this for such a young lad, also not for his teammates who are still young and think and speak about the situation. Many, many compliments for this. And Yeah, well, I have to say it's not so much my topic, yeah, because we won't comment any rumors, any speculations. I made my point. I wouldn't sell Max Evans for £50 million because he's too valuable for us. We definitely need him, and he was a player before the game. He's a player right now. After the game, he will be a player, and hopefully pretty long also for Norwich City. And all I have to say, if anyone is surprised that he's linked with Barcelona, I'm not, because I live with this since weeks, that he's tutored with the best clubs in the world. He's more or less on a daily basis connected in Germany and tutored with Bayern Munich, who won just the championship title, with Borussia Dortmund, with Bayer Leverkusen. He's tutored with the best clubs here in England, each more or less on a daily basis. And with whom should he be tutored in Spain? With Recreativo, whoever, or whatever? Yeah, of course, with Barcelona and Real Madrid. So for us, it's just important that we stay focused, that we don't lose a head or lose the nerves or pay too much attention on this, that Max keeps going and tries to stay focused. And many, many compliments how he handled all the speculations, rumors so far. He's still an unbelievable young lad and unbelievably important for us. And we are all happy that we have
him. Thanks, Daniel. Cheers.
Thanks, Paddy. Okay, John West, please.
Hi, Daniel, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Thanks. Just a word about the goal scorer. He obviously had a bad miss, and then he scored a good goal. I thought he was very good when he came on.
Yes, many compliments also to Przemyslaw, because it was a difficult game. He's an unbelievable pacey player, and always can have an impact on the game with his runnings in behind. And he started on the right wing. Later on, we changed the system. He had to play left wing back. It was also difficult to come into a game and then to play different positions. And of course, he missed an unbelievable chance out of 6 yards, the empty goal. But I like this reaction, this attitude to keep going and say, okay, I can't influence what's happened during the game. It's in the past. It's more like I can influence what happens right now in the last minutes. And it was good that he was then there for the second goal and was pretty calmed in this situation with a decent finish. And many compliments for Przemyslaw. I think he had definitely a decent impact to our game today.
And with Max, am I right in saying Barcelona only wanted to take on loan? It was never. It was just a cheeky sort of bid for that.
It's my and our strategy. We won't comment any rumors, any speculations, and we haven't done this with any links of my players with Liverpool, with Bayern Munich, with Borussia Dortmund. We won't do this. Also with Barcelona, it's always the same. So for that, it's not up to me to comment any speculations or rumors. If I'm honest, I would be unbelievably surprised if not all the top clubs in Europe would think about a player like Max Evans, because he's top class, he's full of potential, but he's definitely our player. And if there is really then one of the best clubs in the world and want him as first choice on their position, they will come with a crazy offer. And then the crazy offer will come. I'm pretty sure that then our key people have a decision to make. But all I can say, so from the sports point of view, Max is priceless for us, and for that I won't comment any speculations.
And finally for me, can I just ask you quickly about taking the knee, which seems to have disappeared. Some clubs are not doing it, some clubs are. What is the reason for that?
I'm not sure if I'm honest, but I think also the Premier League and the football has also unbelievably strong voice. It's important when something happened, that then there is really a clear message anyhow. And I think it was great what football did, what all the players, all the clubs did, what the Premier League did to send a clear message. Okay, there is no space for racism and there's no difference between black and white people, between men and women. So I think that's quite clear, and it's actually ridiculous that in our times we even have to speak about such a topic. I think personally, I think it was good to send out a clear message and that everyone really took part. But then it's also it's important that we don't give a further stage anyhow to speak always about this topic, because for everyone it should be clear there can't be any difference. There's just one race, and the race is human being, and that's the only point. And for that, I think it's also then the point when we have to say, okay, right now, it's okay that we don't have to say and speak about this topic every day. So it should be clear that the message is given, and I think great what the family has done.